ocean. Are we driving? Is this an RV? How'd we get that palm in here? That luscious palm.
Oh, you're still talking. Look at you, talking away. Hold on, let me hit okay to get rid of this broadcasting signal from YouTube.
Wow. So where are you filming from today? I see this exotic palm here.
It's not exotic.
Wow.
It is a...
coconuts?
Born and raised from the jungles of Kmart, that
Whoa.
Plant is.
Oh, sounds exotic.
Yeah, Kamarta, I believe the natives call it. All right, it's Papa's Basement, another episode. I'm John Papagiorgio. I'm joined by Allison Frank.
Oh, that's me.
Off camera.
Yeah, that's
because
correct.
She is afraid that she looks a fright.
I do look a fright.
She doesn't want to give anyone a case of the horribles as she fans herself.
I had to take a canoe here. I mean, it was gross out. And then you left me out in the rain for about 4 days, blah, blah, blah.
Stop making it sound like you're a dog with mange.
I mean,
you're a dog about to crap, like you're a menstruating dog that I'm not going to let in to ruin my carpets.
Have you ever had a dog that's doing something like that? It's not good.
One time I had a cat that hadn't been fixed. It was about a year old, and it was in heat. And it just, like, was rubbing its gash against my dad's leg, and my mom was jealous. She was like, whoa, what's going on here? You're going away. Like, my dad was going to get so worked up that he was going to split this thing like a fence post.
Oh, my golly. Why do we have the sun on? I mean, a little bit would have been fine, but... I mean,
you can shut it off. You got a switch right behind you.
I mean, we don't want to lose this vision.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. All right.
I used to just be a treat for the ears, and now they can everything.
I know. They should have seen us pull the shirtless about a half an hour ago.
Oh, that's the worst part about recording this. I can't do this without a shirt. That's why I really need to get in shape. So I can
then
do
we'll
this
have to
without
change the
a
name
shirt.
Of the show.
And what? Papa's Sex Dungeon?
I mean... Beefcake in Kmarta.
Okay.
All right, darling. You have an intro for us or what? Or you're taking your brother's lead and you're just dumping it. You did one last time, I believe.
No, look, last time we talked about Robin Williams, whose death screwed up all the prep.
Oh.
So much bad crap has happened this week, and yet Robin Williams' death, his suicide, dwarfed it all. But I wanted to talk about two different subjects today.
Okay.
Christy Mack, the porn star.
Yeah, I saw a little blurb on that, but I don't really know. I saw something with WWE or something.
MMA.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guys who can actually fight.
Okay.
Because she took a whooping.
But was that her boyfriend or someone she was dating?
Well,
I don't want
to give away everything. She apparently
it's all over the internet.
Yeah, but
somebody.
I like to pretend
away.
That somehow someone who's completely
we're
not
breaking
tech
news.
Savvy, yeah, found our YouTube channel.
I gotcha.
Even though we're like in Google's maybe top 15,000, somehow they stumbled on us.
All right.
She took quite the beating from her ex-boyfriend, a dude, I forget his real name. He fights under the name War Machine. He sounds like a real...
a cuddle bear.
I think he's just being misunderstood here. When you got a name like War Machine and your chick is in the hospital with a face that looks like a chipmunk that got hit by a car. You know, let's hear both sides of the story before we jump to any conclusions.
That's all I'm saying.
No way is he a piece of abusive human garbage.
Oh, God. Sounds like a nice warm bath, that one.
Yeah, and we've also got to do a little bit, I think, on Tony Stewart running that dude over. Let me look up his name real fast.
Yeah.
I emailed it to myself because I do prep like that.
Right.
Kevin Ward Jr.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear about that story at all?
No, but from my neighbor, who is actually 69 or something like that, and her boys are actually...
I should have laughed in my Billy Madison voice. Go on.
They race, and they do race car stuff, and they've done a lot of racing. Anyhow, so they're all up in the racing scene, and so I was asking her what happened. She goes, well, he got out of his car and got hit. But I was like, well, did Tony Stewart hit him, or what happened? Like, he goes, well, he bumped his car. And then the guy got upset and was angry and got out of his car. And I guess he was just going to give him a piece of his mind on the track while he's zipping around. And then he got hit.
I'm scared S-less getting out to change a tire on Route 66. This guy wanted to get out and punch a car in the face.
I mean, but is that really what happened? I mean, did she
we'll
get
to it. I mean, we have so much news to break to the internet right now.
Okay.
Hold on.
That's
Let's
us.
See if we have any viewers. One viewer. Why?
Well, your mom, she's very supportive.
It's not my mom. It is actually not my mom. We've had one viewer for both episodes today. It
and
is
it's
insane.
It's the same one.
I'll take one. It beats zero. Or is zero even... Like, zero, I could blame technical failure.
Right.
And be like, there's probably like 30, 50,000.
Yeah, right.
It's
That's
just,
us.
YouTube crashed trying to tally it all so quickly.
That's true.
But with one.
That's like us.
You know,
we're kind of like Facebook.
I wonder if it counts you as your own viewer.
We need a team to keep this up, you know?
Get rid of this damn thing. I've been fiddling with it all episode.
Okay.
Let's talk Christy Mack first, man.
All right. But I don't really know what happened. I just saw an image on my friend's Facebook page, and he's big into MMA and wrestling and
well,
all this
he's
kind
probably
of stuff.
Really big into masturbating, to pornography, too.
No,
and
he
that's
gets
why.
A lot of tail, this guy does.
So what?
He's tail master
You
flesh.
Can't masturbate to porn and get laid?
You can, but it does kind of affect
I did once.
Your groove. It messes up your groove.
A little bit.
Yeah.
We can do the whole NoFap show another time for like the fifth time.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying this dude probably knows Christy Mack as much as he knows War Machine. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's just so alpha.
Yeah.
Maybe he just needs to watch dudes in little bikini trunks beating each other because he's that alpha.
All right.
And porn just isn't his bag.
I'm sure he does.
Thank you. Thank you for working with me. You All built right. a scene. That's how improv works. Yes, and.
I got you.
Your friend is a masturbator. Yes, and.
I got you. I'm with you. All
right. Right on. So Christy Mack, I'm not huge into like name porn stars.
Right.
She's one of the names that I do recognize, though.
Okay.
Like every so often, I'm screwing around on freeones.com and they have a list of like, oh.
Free ones?
Yeah, freeones.com. It's been around since I was in college. It's like it's my equivalent of comfort food, but for my penis.
And what do they have? Just images there or what?
They have videos. It's not stuck in 1999.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, there's all sorts of video clips and everything.
Oh.
You know, like what a woman would be attracted to, a guy who masturbates to free porn in 90-second increments. Shows you've got some nickels to rub together, some stamina, everything a girl could want.
All right.
So I'd pop on free ones, and they'll feature a lot of name girls. And she was one of those chicks you'd see, and you're like, that's my bag. She has a nice fat ass, brunette, good face, whatever. All good, tasteful tit job.
All right.
Yeah, she's not a mutant.
Yeah, you're really churning my butter, so.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
That's the extent of my experience with Christy Mack. I'm not, like, some huge fan.
I've
masturbated to the woman's work a couple times.
All right.
She's in porn. That's like saying she laughed at my podcast.
But, I mean, is that her thing, or is she, like, a calendar thing and just did a couple here and there?
Yeah, I mean, she does hardcore pounded-in-her-ass porn.
Okay, that's good. Glad I asked.
And former porn star, now comedian and podcaster, Alia Janine, friend of the show. She's been on. She'll be on again soon. I just need to stop being lazy about that. She tweeted, oh, God, was it last night? She's like, oh, my God, what the F happened to Christy Mack? And sent this link of a photo.
It's a collage.
Yeah, it's like three or four photos of Christy.
Yeah, tore up.
Oh, just beat to hell, man.
It looks like she'd been through a war machine. Is what it looked like. See what
You're
I did?
So...
See what happened?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. I'm just a nurse, speaking medically.
You're witty.
Go ahead.
That's like if you saw a really hungry Jew, and you're like, it's like you went through the Holocaust or something.
What's wrong with that?
And then you really got zingy with it, and you took a Sharpie and just drew some numbers on their arm. And you're like, get it? Got any gold teeth for me?
See, this is where the show really picks up in the comedy
department. A yin and a yang, a give and a take.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's hot as hell. Oh, it's suddenly so hot.
But if, you know.
And we can't get up to change it, so now I just have to sweat.
Nah, it's fine. Just leave it because, you know, the mother hen will be home soon.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It needs to be as hot as hot as one of those plug-in rocks in an iguana's cage.
Ugh.
So. I'm like, what the hell happened to this chick?
Yeah.
It's not like seeing Queen Elizabeth or something.
Yeah, her face
pounded,
is
but,
extraordinarily swollen. She's got some lacerations.
Just
because
this chick's in porn, you shouldn't be okay with seeing her beat to hell. I was like, what went on here? Was it a car crash? What the hell? So it turns out she told Huffington Post,
Did they actually do an interview with her or no? You're saying she told.
I believe she released a statement to Huffington Post, and they have since put out the photos and everything. Yeah, I burned dinner. All right. She says at about 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Friday morning, John Copenhaver, that is the real name. Yeah, speaking of the Nazis. Herr Copenhaver, we have your Jew. We have your lunchtime Jew, Herr Copenhaver. Bring him in. I will sew his eyelids shut.
Oh, no.
Okay. So she, that's War Machine's real name. John Copenhaver arrived unannounced at my home in Las Vegas, Nevada, after he broke up with me in May and moved out of my house and back to San Diego. When he arrived, he found myself and one other friend fully clothed and unarmed in the house. Without a single word spoken, he began beating my friend. Mm. When you're an MMA guy, that's...
Yeah.
It's like me trying to break the ice with a joke, I guess. Yeah. Or dog sniffing asses. When all you got's a hammer, all you see is nails. I don't know. I'm trying to work with the guy because we're going to get to War Machine's reply tweets.
Oh, he did it on Twitter.
Well, he's still on the lam currently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he did find time to tweet.
From a treehouse somewhere.
That is what being a criminal in 2014 is.
Maybe he's in an exotic Kmart tree.
Harrison Ford would have just been tweeting at Tommy Lee Jones. He's like, you won't believe where I am now. Signed, The Fugitive. Yeah. Hashtag, The Fugitive. Everyone would get on board with it. So he beats the hell out of this guy that I'm guessing is either a friend or the new boyfriend. Who cares?
Yeah.
Not really. He could have found...
It could have been the pizza guy. Who cares?
Could have been the guy's dick down Christy Mack's throat. Right. Doesn't exactly give you license. No one is saying this, but he doesn't get to beat her.
Yeah.
He made me undress and shower in front of him, then dragged me out and beat my face. And I'll hold this up to the camera. Oh, that didn't work whatsoever. No. So many pixels, so much light. So there's just several pictures of her with her teeth knocked in. She has
teeth.
Her eyes are all blood red, like when the vampires cry on True Blood.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
She's got like a cut across her ass. It's all bruised. She says, I have no recollection of how many times I was hit. I just know my injuries that resulted from my beating. They include 18 broken bones around my eyes. My nose is broken in two places. I'm missing teeth and several more are broken. Can't chew or see out of her left eye. My speech is slurred from the swelling and lack of teeth. I have a fractured rib and severely ruptured liver.
Yeah, bad.
From a kick to my side. Long story short, while she's getting the hell beaten out of her, he walks off to get a knife, chops off her hair.
What?
Yeah, and then walks away again.
He chopped off her hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She used to have like shaved sides but long hair, and I think he just grabbed the ponytail and kind of like scalped what was left. So he takes, he goes back away and she takes off, manages to finally find a neighbor that lets her in. He calls the cops and the paramedics and this is the end of the saga, kind of, except here's the really creepy part. This happened, I think, did she say back in May?
Well, then when they broke up.
Okay. You're right. May was the breakup, but I believe this was not like... in the past 24 to 48 hours.
Friday.
Let me see what happened.
Friday, she said, right?
Well, okay. Oh, maybe I misunderstood this. After many months of fear and pressure to keep this man happy, although I fear for my life, I feel that I can no longer put myself in the situation. The cheating by him nearly every day and almost weekly abuse is now more than I can stand. I thought that was like it happened a while ago.
Yeah.
And she finally let the cat out of the bag.
No.
But I guess this was just the S cherry on top of the sundae.
The priming of the situation, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's horrible.
Yeah, it's
pretty
bad.
For a variety of reasons, you know. Oh,
yep.
This is why I don't like it, by the way, when people call me a pig and a misogynist and say I'm evil.
Just because you lack the skills to beat the snot out of someone. Not to say that you
would. Well, not just that. I also don't have the game to get a Christy Mack to beat. But
you're dating a Christy Mack right now, so let's not sell your girlfriend short. She's beautiful.
That's true, but...
Yeah, and you're not going to beat the snot out of her.
She doesn't take
you
a
just
piping
don't
on
have...
camera either. So...
you just don't have... You don't have the endurance to beat the heck out of her. Not even if she steals your last slice of pizza.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll just order another one.
I'm winded holding her. I'm like, when did my arms get so heavy? Son of a bitch.
When did I go bowling?
Yeah.
This arm's killing me.
This is why I don't like people who get fired up about language.
Yeah.
And using certain words.
I say that all the time. I mean, we've had this conversation. I do believe words have meaning. Because I'm one of those people who chooses my words carefully. But really, I mean, that's when I work with kids. I tell them all the time, like, don't take matters into your own hands. Once you hit your brother or sister for something they said, that's just crossing the line. Like, I want to discipline you because you're doing the hitting, you know. Mm-hmm. I can't discipline them for what they said. And you're right. I mean, words can be hurtful, but, I mean, violence is just...
It sucks because what this guy did is what completely crosses the line. This is savagery.
Yeah.
It's just intolerable. Not even... If the guy had zero training, you don't do this to a chick.
Yeah.
The guy makes his living beating the hell out of dudes who are as trained as him.
Right.
Like, he beat some other guy...
Yeah.
She was with so badly.
What happened to him?
When you read this, we don't know. Mm. He simply beat the guy so badly, he was like, I'm done with you, now leave. And the guy was just like, yes, sir.
Oh, he just left.
That's, according to her, it just says he was beaten and then left. I mean, how badly are you beaten? Maybe he's like, look, I'm just going to talk it out with her guy. Maybe he got really sweet after beating the hell out of the dude.
Why isn't the police called immediately? I mean, maybe, I guess they were.
They were. This war machine chap, war machine character has been on the lam ever since.
No, I'm saying if that guy called the cops, I mean, how did she manage to like get beat again and make it over to the neighbors and all that? You think within that time period, like they would have just been there already? Who knows? I mean, maybe he took the guy's phone. Who knows? I don't know.
All I know is I wouldn't have run with this story.
Yeah.
If it weren't the tweets from the War Machine official account.
But what about the chick? Wouldn't you have tried to save the chick? No, you wouldn't.
Who, me? And like all truth, Christy Mack?
Yeah. I mean, you're the friend and you just got beat up. But you have enough strength.
Like, at worst, I'd exit and immediately call the cops and then scream like, I called the cops, dude, leave.
Yeah.
Like, that's me at my, like, vagina from neckline to navel. Like, it's that big. Even then, yes.
But in addition to that, don't you think you would grab neighbors and think, hey, this guy's a loose cannon. He's just going bananas. Or do you think, hey, you know what? Why don't you just go ahead and leave? I taught you a lesson, and her and I are going to just share a cupcake.
No, once it's gone physical, like, I would probably try to grab any weapon I could and just kill him. I'm crazy like that. I'm like, if I ever had justification to kill someone, odds are I'd go for it. Yeah. I'm not saying that for a fact. Like, wouldn't you?
No.
Like,
I mean, you know, my
dad...
Your
house, you could kill him?
The thing is, you know, my dad had a good point about this, and I had a friend that was visiting, and we were all hanging out, chit-chatting.
I'm like,
and this
the dad
guy's,
from Arthur. Sorry, had to toss that
right. He's big into guns, and he carries a gun. He got a gun for his mom. His mom is like 74.
He brushes his teeth with a gun.
Probably. And he's like the wimpiest, nerdiest guy on the planet. And he kind of reminds me of like a Barney Fife, if you had to think about it. And he's got this gun. But upstairs, he's much brighter. Anyhow, he's trying to tell my dad and kind of, you know, saying like pro-gun stuff. And my dad's thing is, he said, you know what? I wouldn't want, like, let's say somebody broke in. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, you're protecting yourself and your things or whatever. And he's like, yeah, what if it's some 17-year-old kid and he's coming in and he's just stealing my TV? You know, he makes one mistake.
Forever young, and he's going to stay. But no, I don't.
But he's like, you know, and I shoot and I kill this kid. I'm going to have to live with that for the rest of my life. You know what? I can buy another TV, you know? But this kid's life is gone. Like, just to take someone's life. Because they stole something. Or they wanted to steal something. Or they're looking for money.
Yeah, but like...
I mean, they could potentially harm you, but who knows?
Exactly. They could.
I don't know.
Why don't you break in my house, man?
My ex-husband had a gun. And he had... It was loaded. But the first bullet, or whatever,
just said bang? It said surprise?
It was a flag.
Like one of those Joker guns? Nice.
It had a flag that came out. And it's, the first bullet he said was one of those bullets that's not actually a bullet, but it just has a bunch of, like, shrapnel in it, and it just when you shoot it. You don't have to have good aim because it just spreads out.
It's like a shotgun round, it sounds like.
Or something. And he says, you know what, that's the first round. So it's kind of like a warning. Maybe it doesn't kill them, but it maims them or whatever. And then after that, it's like bullets for real, I guess. I don't know. But we had the gun, and he had the gun handy, and it was loaded and all that. And I knew it. But I just thought, I don't even know if I would do that. Now everyone's going to break in because they're listening to this show, and they know that I'm not going to kill them, so they'll come over and murder me, and I'll just have a can of corn by my bed or something, you know. But you think about taking someone's life. I actually fired a gun. Have you fired a gun before?
Yeah, not much. Yeah. Like twice.
Yeah. And it just, it's a very powerful feeling.
It's great.
Kind of. It's great. But then it's a little bit...
I was with my ex, and she was like, do you have a gun? And at the time, I did. And we went to the range, and she's like, that got me wet. That was fun.
Did she say that for real?
She did for real.
Okay.
And then we, like, fooled around. I don't know.
You didn't slam dance?
I think we bawled in the NRA parking lot, like the parking garage.
Yeah.
I live next to the NRA.
Yeah.
So that was the closest shooting range. I was like, what the hell?
And they wouldn't have known that, given the exotic surroundings of this tree that we
have
here.
The Camarta plant?
That's correct.
Yeah. I got them all duped.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know, to take someone's life. And that's kind of like people were talking about, like, Kevorkian and all of that. And you think, well, somebody's suffering. And I've been in several of those situations, too, where I've had some guy and he lost one leg and then he lost another leg. And then they were taking the one that was taken, you know, below the knee. They want to take it above the knee. And this guy was just being, you know, whittled down to nothing. And you're just texting and everyone can see, and so that's good.
I'm listening. Anyhow, but the I'm thing picturing is, the guy with four peg legs from Family Guy, the pirate.
The thing is, though, and then he would just, when we would have to give him his treatment, he would just say, please.
What was his treatment? A varnishing?
No, it was, he was getting dialysis, which was,
thanks for
quote,
rolling
unquote,
with that. I couldn't have looked like a bigger asshole right there.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, it was very, very difficult. And then to put these huge needles in his arm, not one, but two huge needles every time, and him just begging, please don't. Just don't. I don't want this.
Did
don't.
You smack him? And you're like, hey, dummy, this is how you get your medicine, dummy.
Well, one, we're not really giving him any medicine. We're just purifying the blood in his system. But the thing about it is that his family just said, keep doing it. And the man was just clearly done. And he was older and he's just being whittled away. And it was really, really tough. And so when you think about things like Kevorkian, like could I have just, if I was given permission and the family said, end it. And it's legal. You know what I mean? I don't think I could push that plunger, even though that person wanted it done. Like to take someone's life.
I've done it. Look. I had to once with a cat, no joke.
Even an animal, I just, that
my,
would be
my
so
my friends,
difficult.
For some reason, we were like little metal kids.
Yeah.
And my friend had a cat that was just rife with cancer. It was like 22 and like it had lost like half of its face, its ear was gone.
Yeah.
Like huge, just slopping skin coming off it. But it was alive, Muffin, if I recall the name.
Oh.
And he was like, my parents are disgusting for keeping Muffin alive. Muffin gotta go. And he found some sort of drug that you're supposed to be able to inject a cat with.
How?
I don't know.
A vet friend or something?
No, it was like a local anesthetic, but like the logic was he was going to find a vein on Muffin and put it in. And for some, I was like, I want no part of this. You guys are nuts.
Yeah.
And they shoot up Muffin, don't hit anything.
Yeah.
Muffin's just kind of groggy, but out of it.
Yeah.
Then they, like, noose up Muffin or something. Cat, you gotta go. Come on, Muffin. Come on, Muffin, too. And long story short, I wind up having to be the one that strings the cat up to once they've pretty much mangled the poor thing.
Yeah, I can't do it.
It's like the worst thing I've ever admitted to doing, ever.
Oh, I can't do it.
So
what did you do with it?
I don't know. They buried it afterward.
I mean, what did you do to kill it?
Oh, like, they kept hanging it for like 2 seconds and then checking. And I was inside just drinking and I came out on a balcony to this scene.
No, I don't like this story.
And I was like, what the hell have you mutants done?
Oh.
And so I just made sure it stayed over the side until gravity and nature did their thing.
And what did... Ugh, that is... I could not have done that.
I wasn't happy to, but I mean, when something was clearly suffering...
I mean, you just take it to the vet
suffering.
And have it done humanely. I mean, I they're, assume it's
they're
done.
All dumb little high schoolers, I think, or like...
I mean, vets love animals. They're not going to let it be
It ain't cheap. I guess that's the one problem with euthanasia. I remember when we had to put down my dog, it was like 400 and change at the end
I
of the
think,
day.
But I it mean, depends on, like, are you going to keep the ashes and what kind of box you want? And
you just gave us a box with a dead dog in it. Like a cardboard box, like something you get your files in.
Your leftovers from Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Does it say Cheesecake Factory? What kind of vet place is this? I don't think I could do
such
that.
Such a downer just even thinking about that.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't want to, but I was like, these guys are like, a dude wanted to kill his rotting cat.
I don't think your mom knows this.
No, hell no.
Oh my god.
It's like, should I have stepped in and been like, you can't murder your cat?
You know, one time I was driving home.
I've seen pets put down for far less. I'll put it that way.
I have my best friend and I were driving home late one night, and we were almost home. And I think we were like probably around 20 years old or something. Anyhow, she hit a rabbit and she hit it in the road and it was just flopping all around. And I was like half sick about it. Like, you just don't want to see this animal suffering and everything. And I was kind of cracking jokes like I do. And I was making jokes and like, oh, you know, you got to go back and, you know, the dad's going to come and see you and the mom, and they're going to see their son just flopping in the road and the little buddy family is going to get. And she was like tearful and she's upset. And it was kind of disturbing to see. And I said, you know, you're going to have to go back and run it back over. Like, you can't just leave it there suffering and just flopping around like a fish in the middle of the road, you know. She was like, I can't.
Yeah, I mean, that's
how
I felt.
Do it.
In my
I can't.
Situation.
Yeah. And I was like, you're going to have to. And so we went back and we told her, I mean, I couldn't do it either. It's like, anyhow, we asked her brothers. And I think when they went back, it was gone. And I think probably another animal just, you know, had a snack. There was barbecue sauce wrappers.
Hors d'oeuvres. Is.
Like, it was pretty sad. But I hit a squirrel once. And a lot of times, you know, that when you think you're going to hit something or whatever, you just see like a flash and you're like, like, you don't feel anything. And so small, you're like, oh, did I hit it? Did I hit it? And then you look and you just see it screaming. You're like, yeah. Oh, I made it. Well, I'd had a number of those kind of things. And then I was on this back road and I was trying to kill some time on my way to a job. So I kind of was just driving around these country roads or whatever. And I thought I might have hit something. And I thought, oh, I hope I didn't. And I look and I just saw his little tail just waving up in the air, just in the middle of the road, like someone waving an SOS flag.
Oh, geez.
And it was a little tiny squirrel. And I couldn't even keep driving. I had to turn around and go back and check. And I don't know what I was going to do if it was still alive. It was totally
CPR.
Dead. Yeah. Tongues hanging out and everything. He was gone. But I don't know. If it was still alive, I probably would have scooped it up and taken it somewhere.
My one piece of roadkill.
I couldn't have just run it over again.
Mine was a raccoon.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was going, like, the speed limit. It was just in the poorly lit area. And by the time I saw it, I was just like, oh, keep your head down. And I just felt like a dunk on the underside of the car. Yeah. Like, it had been low enough. And then it was like, what's going on? And looked up. And I'm just like... You dumb son of a bitch.
I told you this story about my dad before, and I've talked about it before, but it's a short story. And my dad, he had a dog, and he had a super smart dog named Rufus. And this guy, I mean, this dog was just super duper smart. Knew all the, like, my dad's hangouts, and he could let himself in and out of the house and go meet him there and blah, blah, blah. And then he thinks that dog got kidnapped or something because the dog was so smart.
So smart.
No, I'm just saying, like, someone probably adopted it or saw him out because my dad didn't have a collar.
Forcefully adopted it.
Exactly.
If Rufus was so smart, why didn't it find a way to break out and get back
to
your dad?
Somebody takes your cat, you let your cat out and it doesn't have a collar on, and then they adopt it and they think, oh, I'm not going to let it out, and they don't let it out anymore, or they get a collar for it and now it says Muffin. You know what I mean?
So many lies.
Anyhow, so he got another dog, and someone was just, and it kind of looked like, like a big,
it looked
black,
Rufensian.
Shaggy dog, and he named it Bo. Well, the dog got killed, and it was on the road, and I don't know how they discovered that it was my dad's
dog. I just
dog.
Like that we've managed to make the Christy Mack segment even sadder by getting into things we've killed.
Anyhow, I didn't kill this
dog. Small furry things.
But they
we've
just
killed.
Brought it to my dad's house in a trash bag and dumped it on his porch.
What, his old dog?
Yeah, that got killed. The new dog. So he got this dog, Bo, who was a box of rocks and was always chasing cars. And he got killed. And I guess the police or somebody said, hey, there's this dog on the road. Maybe somebody recognized him and said, oh, that's Bob's dog or whatever. And they just scooped him up in a trash bag and flung it on my dad's porch. So there's my dad's dog just on the porch in a trash bag. And my dad's like, well, like, what do you want me to do with it now? Like, it's like, I don't know. So my dad was telling this story and it was New Year's Eve.
What a party animal.
No, this, he didn't tell this story. This is the story. So he was traveling, I don't know, to a family's place or something, and it was New Year's Eve, and this dog ran out in front of him, and he hit the dog. The dog was dead.
Was it a super smart dog, like Rufus?
No.
Did it go, rub me? And then he killed it and felt really bad?
No, but the dog was dead. But my dad wasn't going to just leave. You know what I mean? He says, you know, too often he'll see cats or dogs and people don't try to find the owner or don't let them know. And so he went to the door and he said, you know, do you guys have, you know, this little brown dog or whatever? And the family said, yeah. And then they see my dad's car parked there with the hazard and the dog.
He just shook his head and he went, and you had.
No, and the whole family's run out. And they're like, Brownie, you killed Brownie. And the whole family's crying. My dad felt awful. The dog just ran out. And so he was like, I didn't really know what to say. What do you say? Like, Happy New Year. Like, I got to go. Like,
just take it.
Yeah. So
Brownie went to heaven.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad, though.
Brownie is one of the leftovers or the not leftovers. He's one of the
2%. Yeah. Yeah. One of the not leftovers. He doesn't get to enjoy white costumes and cigarettes.
We can do that one another day. We got to finish Christy Mack.
Yeah. So what happened?
So what made this horrible to me?
Yeah.
And it gives you an insight into the mind of just a sick, abusive bastard.
Yeah.
Is going to the Twitter account of War Machine. And he retweets Christy Mack a lot, which is creepy given she maintains they broke up what, in May?
Yeah.
So you know, he's
retweeting her since, you mean since May, or he's retweeting her now that she's all been through the war machine?
No, she was retweeting like up to 5 days ago.
Okay.
Like just lighthearted stuff. And then all of a sudden, 4 days ago, we get, I can't believe this, ... I must be cursed. And you're like, okay.
That's what he said?
Yeah. Then, at Christy Mack, I love you and hope you're okay. I came him early, guessing home, to surprise you and help you set up for your convention. I can't believe what I found and can't believe what happened.
Yeah.
All I wanted to surprise you and help you do something nice. Now this. I'm so heartbroken in all ways. I will love you always. I just wanted to see your face when I surprised you with a punch to it. When I surprised you with the ring. This is a nightmare. You're in my thoughts.
Yeah.
Then these are non-direct tweets a day later. He's on the lam the whole time, by the way.
Yeah.
He's ski-dadded town.
Yeah.
I'm not a bad guy. I went to surprise my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Again, she maintains they've been kaput for 3 months
know.
Now. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what? As much as no one deserves a beating like that, let's not act like your average porn star is a lightning rod of stability.
Correct.
So, and even if she weren't a porn star and he weren't some roid-filled mass of rage,
yeah,
it's still he said, she said crap.
Yeah.
All we know is, like, she got beaten and that crossed the line. Up till then, what do we know?
Yeah.
So, the cops will never give me fair play, never believe me. Still deciding what to do, but at the end of the day, it's all just heartbreaking. Yeah, the previous tweet was he went to give her an engagement ring and ended up fighting for his life. Yeah. Now, here's where he kind of loses me. Because when you're a trained ass kicker,
right,
and the dude leaves and your chick is beaten to a pulp.
Yeah.
Forensically speaking.
Yeah.
What exactly indicates you were in the fight of your life in this scenario?
Yeah.
Call me crazy.
Yeah.
I want to believe you, War Machine. You seem like a sweet feller, but come on. What do we have left? I only wish that man hadn't been there and that Christy and I would have been happily engaged. I don't know why I'm so cursed. One day the truth will come out.
Yeah, that's tough. He's cursed, all right.
Yeah, he really is. He's, you know, his fist was cursed right into his ex's face a thousand times, and it was cursed into the other guy's face, and now he's cursed with running away and not turning himself into the authorities. It's just, it's heartbreaking. What's with all these curses lately, Allison?
I have no idea.
We live in this horrible, cursed society. This poor, cursed guy.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not good.
Yeah, that was really chilling. I don't know if you were... I know I'm reading it in, like, my dumb goofball voice.
Yeah.
That was really creepy to read. Like, how this guy savagely beats a woman.
Yeah.
Within an inch of her life, and is welding a dull knife that, had she not escaped, may very well have gone through her neck.
Yeah.
And his perception of it is, why was that guy there?
Yeah.
I love you forever.
Yeah.
And why am I cursed? God damn these curses, Allison.
No, and I think that a lot of people, when they have those problems, again, we know people who like to kind of lash out and they can't take responsibility for anything they do.
Who?
I mean, he sounds
who
like,
are these people?
Yeah. So we know these people. And what happens is they are unable to kind of see it. They see it as they were provoked. And so in some ways, although it's unfortunate, it was...
You knew what you were getting because you provoked them.
Kind of. I mean, they're not happy with the behavior, but they're thinking, you know, I used to joke around with my husband and I was like, why did you make me say that?
Or
why
did you joke like you punch like a girl?
No, but you'll say something, you know, smart aleck or something. And they're like, I didn't want to say that. You made me say that. And I think for those people, they have a problem with, you know, admitting when they're wrong, and they do see it. Who knows what the texts were or the conversations were before that? Maybe she had said something in his mind that kind of provoked it, like, hey, you know, me and my friend are having a movie night in, so you can go suck an egg in San Diego or whatever. Who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just nothing, like she said, and he just showed up and beat her face in. But I'm sure there's probably more to it. But regardless of what happened and whether she was being, you know, yucky, you don't deserve to be.
Yeah, the account is at War Machine 170. I think that's his weight class.
Okay.
It's like a welterweight or some junk. I don't know. I really find MMA gay, for lack of a better word.
I don't know.
Seeing men grapple with their dicks against each other.
Yeah.
Doesn't do it for me. I'd rather watch the work of Christy Mack than her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So be it. Yeah, he's like also, I think, part
I've
of like
never
a clothing
been to a fight,
line.
Any kind of fight. Boxing or otherwise. Have you?
No, I'm sure that's pretty visceral seeing it in person. But on TV, it's just...
Yeah.
I can't help but imagine some of the guys watching that are like nursing a job. It just, there's so much like simmering queerosity under the surface of it.
Really? Like Sugar Ray, that's what you think? Queer?
And when you boxing, think, not so much.
Ali,
boxing, you're
you
beating
fag?
The hell out of... No, boxing, you're really beating the hell out of each
Holyfield?
Other.
Holyfield? Foreman?
Holyfield's got like 10 kids, so...
He's beautiful.
If he's gay, he's finding plenty of time for the ladies, too.
So is Foreman. He's got 100 kids named George.
Here's War Machine, by the way, wearing one of his I Do Alpha Male S
He is
shirts.
Not handsome.
What?
Definitely not.
How dare you say that?
He looks like he's got his face pressed up
He looks
against
like he's
a window.
Missing a chromosome.
Yeah.
Let's not mince words.
I mean, he looks like he's got his face pressed up against a window. It's just not good. I mean, that's not my type, so.
Yeah.
He looks short, too.
You like your men looking non-retarded.
Well, that's subjective.
But he also had a quote on here, like, with one of the pictures. Where is it? Oh, okay. It's like a snake on a toilet.
Gross.
And it says, not only can I domestic, I guess he means domesticate.
Oh, he can domestic.
Yeah, he can domestic. Domestic the baddest porn star, but I can also potty train snakes. And what? At Alpha Male S all day.
He's a box of rocks.
He's a retard, yeah. Yeah. Not in like the fun, playful way either. He's really...
Well, it sounds to me when you date stupid people, maybe she deserved a few light slams. I changed my mind. Because that guy is nuts.
I mean, yeah, when someone has that sort of hitting power and also is that stupid,
yeah.
It's like giving a chimpanzee a chainsaw. What did you expect to happen?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you don't even have to do that. I mean, you could just give it a hockey puck. You're just asking for trouble.
Yeah,
and
really.
You wonder why he just kept smashing that puck.
I mean, all the best to her.
Head.
All the best to Chrissy Mack. Don't screw dumb guys again.
I mean, dumb as in really. He's
really?
Not...
Oh, yeah. He seems he's not, peasant.
He is not right.
He seems like you could talk about rabbits and then pop him in the back of the skull.
It's just not good.
I guess we're only given so much talent to go around.
I mean, that's fine. And maybe he's a talented fighter, but you know what I mean? What's the saying? Like, those who cannot fight do? Well, he's definitely not doing...
I don't know.
The doing man's job.
Point the mic more toward your mouth, by the way. Just dead on.
Okay.
There we go. A little better.
Oh, golly, Ned. Horrible.
Speaking of things run over.
Okay.
A little callback.
I gotcha.
Did you want to talk about Tony Stewart? T-Stew?
Seriously?
T-Stew.
I hope that
running over
on.
Kevin Ward Jr.
Okay. I mean, I only know what I heard from my neighbor.
Well, it was a Saturday night race. Yeah. And
in No. That was golf.
Maybe upstate New York, possibly.
Oh, it was in Canandaigua. I lived there I would live there
kind
for 8 years.
One of those engine names that you know is upstate.
Yeah.
And I don't know a ton of NASCAR, but I know enough that there's typically like 3 different races per weekend. They're not NASCAR related. Like, NASCAR is just like the big league, but a lot of racers will also enter into like a truck race on Friday night and then like a weird little ramp looking car thing on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Which is what Tony Stewart was doing. I guess you hone your skills, you're pocketing extra cash.
Yeah.
I don't exactly know the point.
Yeah.
Saturday night, he's
on. Just because you like driving fast and you like driving things. I kind of have this sense where anything that I see, I want to drive it. So it doesn't matter if it's a moped or if it's a three-wheeler or if it's a whatever. I just want to take it a spin. And I think when it's kind of in your blood and you're a race car driver, you probably
want to. I've never once seen any behavior of yours whatsoever to align with the statement you just made. That's like me saying, when I see a ball, I have to dunk it. And you're like,
yeah, that's true. But you, when my car got towed, I told the tow guy, like, I want to drive this truck. And he's like, I don't think you can. And then he got out, we pulled over, and I drove the tow truck with my car in the back, and I drove it all the way to Winchester.
Good for you.
I mean, just stuff like that. Or I'll say, hey, can I take this for a spin? Somebody's gotten some new wheels or whatever. I mean, I just have the need for speed, and I want to drive it. So,
God, I want that just as a sample. I have the need for speed.
And I want to ride it.
I want to ride it.
Scat. Oh, gosh. So what happened? So he was driving one of these pumped up, whatever.
I don't know what the name of this little turdmobile was. It wasn't a standard NASCAR stock car, whatever the hell it's called. It was some little jujubee on wheels.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. And I guess Tony Stewart, who's known as a dick.
Yeah.
Really is known as an aggressive, angry man.
Yeah.
That guinea blood of his. Can
but
you
isn't
blame
he
him?
Had? Is he the one that's been fined several times for kind of like misconduct or something?
I think a lot of the top guys have. But he's no angel. We'll put it that way. So I think he clipped this Kevin Ward Jr. He's only 20.
Deliberately?
I don't know. I don't believe so. But again, I don't know. Kevin Ward spins out, blows his tire, crashes the car. The race is over for him. He gets out on the track.
Yeah.
And gesticulates and tries to almost dive in front of the cars to show his anger.
Yeah.
Tony Stewart turns the corner.
Yeah.
And much like your squirrel.
Yeah.
Kevin Ward Jr. gets sucked into the rear wheel and just spat out. And dies pretty much instantly, man.
Yeah.
And it's quite the story because, first of all, a man died in a sport.
Yeah.
And it was caught on tape.
Yeah.
But also, Tony Stewart has a, like you said, a really bad reputation.
Yeah.
And more than one person has postulated that maybe he even tried to cut toward the dude to, like, scare the crap out of him a little more as an FU or, like, try to flick mud on him.
Yeah.
And if that is the case, things get really interesting legally in terms of, like...
But they're saying, all the reports I've heard, they're saying that no charges have been filed, there's no foul play, and blah, blah, blah.
They haven't yet.
Yeah.
But they can hang over his head and potentially be filed for, like, a long time.
No, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
And,
That's like the Simpson case, I mean, where he was, you know what I mean? He's just hanging out for years, forever. You know what I mean? So...
Regarding what? He wasn't... Yeah, they busted him for Nicole right quick.
Huh?
Are we talking about...
No, they busted him, but nothing was really done. He didn't really... I mean, that first trial, but then the second trial, then he had to... You know what I mean? So you can hang around. Like, if it goes to trial and all that, like, that whole thing can go on for a long, long time. Or by the time they get their facts. I mean, I watch enough...
This is the laziest lawyer talk ever. You're like, they gotta get their facts. Things can take a while.
No, I mean, I watch all these IDTV cases.
What is IDTV?
Like, that's investigation discovery, where there's all these murders. And they're like, well, they went on a scuba diving trip, and he went down with his wife, and his wife didn't come up. He said she thought she might have saw a seal, and then it turns out there was foul play. But he doesn't get charged or whatever.
Did he have to domestic his wife down there? Is that what happened?
Well, not before he domesticed a snake.
Okay.
He potty trained the snake. And he domestic his wife. Yeah, so I think, but then it'll say, you know, he's going free. So they think they're off the hook, and they don't think any legal stuff is, but the investigative team takes time, and they're working through the facts, and they're talking to everybody. But then they'll say 5 years later, and they'll say, oh, he was remarried, he has a son. And then they're like, and we picked him up at work.
I always love that when it's like a cop who's had three wives that have died of heart attacks in the tub. Yeah. And they're like, by wife number three, we thought something was amiss.
Yeah. Every time he's installed a new kitchen.
Like he's figured out one method exactly that manages to bury like 80% of the evidence.
Yeah.
No, what struck me the most about this is just, I see in this more than anything, the divide between red state and blue state. And
why?
Thank you for asking.
Okay.
We're building a scene together.
Give me
your hand. We can put your hand on camera. There, she's real. See, people? Oh, God.
That's weird.
Well, because you're a creep and you won't agree to get on
my
camera.
My nails aren't even done. This is
disgusting. Oh, I'm sorry. This thing is 8 pixels. They can barely see I'm a human.
Yeah, but if you're just going to make fun of my mustache,
I look like an old Asian lesbian with this haircut.
I don't want to hear it.
So...
Yeah, and why did you do that to your hair? It looks terrible.
I don't know, man. Speaking of old Asian, it was cut by an old Asian gay man. I thought it'd be like a little spiffier because he was really gay. Oh. Like, as he made the circle around me to shave my head each time, he would hold up the razor and then do a twirl underneath it, like a pirouette. I was like, wow, he is super gay. Not so gay. Like, I had my hand out and he didn't take the chance to press his rod against it. That almost offended me. I'm like, am I fat for him?
Yeah.
Is he committed? Maybe he's just committed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it blew my mind because I'm like, in the really democratic states, would we be all right with a sport where every so often dudes just die?
Yeah.
Like, and I think the answer is no. Like, that is some real Wild West red state stuff, man. That is, it's just, they are cool with, like, grievous bodily injury. They really are like, hey, he signed up for it, man. And like, that's the end of the argument.
No, you're right. I don't think that we could. I mean, that's the thing they were talking about, even with boxing, like limiting it to so many rounds. I mean, now everyone's just...
Yeah, boxing, and we like our football, you know, football, it's like, oh my God, we're so worried about their concussions. We want him walking great when he's 65.
Yeah.
And here's a sport where it's like a 20-year-old is sucked into a tire and spat out in front of thousands of people.
Yeah.
And the reply is 6 hours later... We've got a photoshopped sticker saying, you know, Kevin Ward Jr., 94-2014, Jesus needed another driver. You know, something to that effect. I forgot what it said. Yeah. It was just like, that's it. He's with God now. Nothing too bad happened. He's with Jesus. I'm like, I'm not really making fun of it. It's just a damn different mentality, man.
Yeah, but I don't think, I mean, those things don't really happen. And they do take a lot of safety precautions, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I don't want to make it sound like they've got like a spike aimed at their chest cavity.
Or like, you know, it's not like Sonic where they're just dumping, you know, explosive tacks out the back.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's not like
it isn't Spy Hunter come to life. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what really got me, though. Like, the national media wanted to roll with this, and really, I think they're the ones drumming up everything. I guarantee you, down south, it's just kind of like, shouldn't have gotten out of your car, son. And then they're on to the results.
Yeah.
And I think you saw that attitude kind of evinced even with Tony Stewart himself. They've glossed over this quickly. I swear to Christ, and I could be wrong on this. I've been wrong on so much about the show, making the show itself, thinking the show would be a hit.
Right.
Thinking you'd show yourself.
You make it sound dirty.
Well, instead, people think you're just some thousand-year-old vampire who can't appear on camera or something
That's
weird
true.
Like that.
I'm in a coffin right now. The coffin known as Maria's Dining Room.
But Tony Stewart, right after it happened, his team, they're like, of course he's racing tomorrow. Why wouldn't he be? And then this thing got a lot of traction nationally. And I mean, like, on a dime, it became, he is devastated. He won't be at Sunday's race. He just killed a man with his vehicle. Dude, he will be in, like, whatever next week he can be competing in, he will be in it. I swear to Christ, I'm not saying the dude is, like, extra depraved. He's just that much of a shark.
Yeah.
I really think he was like, yeah, kid should have gotten out of the car. I think we can all understand that. So let's do the damn thing. Like, his logic might have been like, I'm going to win and dedicate the race to him.
Yeah, but apparently, I mean, it wasn't. I mean, my neighbor bought it. I mean, when she was explaining that to me, I was like, there was no way.
You know what?
And she was just saying, yeah, he was so crushed, he canceled his race for the next
Hell
week.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, okay. His team. There's no way his team or PR or whatever was going to let him race, no matter if he wanted to or not.
Yeah, but I think he himself, they initially got wind of him being like, hell yeah, I'm racing. And like you said, his team really quickly was like, how effing dumb are you, dude?
Yeah, you cannot do that.
Do you want to keep your endorsements?
Yeah, the outpouring and all that, that's just ridiculous. You know, you just can't.
It is.
And
it is. Did you like that? Did that really add a lot to the brilliant improvisational soup we've been simmering this past 50?
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
I don't want any
I'm just staring at the cat, looking at me on the table, just putting her ass right next to the fruit I'll be eating in an hour.
Oh, okay.
God knows what I'm going to die of, what parasites are lingering in her bung.
That's disgusting.
That will breed in my lungs and trachea. Allison, you were talking about an episode of Rescue Me that got you thinking about something, but if you don't want to do that, we can punch out now. I know you have a moving picture show to catch at some point.
I'm going
to
do that. Let's punch out because
Thought you were going to say the other thing, but okay.
I mean, we can save that because I want to be sure I get my facts straight. I'll have to go over and see.
Dennis Leary was the star.
Correct.
You're set. That's your fact. You got it.
But that is a good series. People should check it out if they haven't. It's on Netflix.
It's just one of those. It's fallen into the just how much crap am I going to watch category.
I don't have anything else I'm watching.
Said the man who watched Baggage Claim last night.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, I didn't see Baggage Claim. I saw that you mentioned that you were watching that.
I'd like to give her a Paula Poundin.
Gross.
If you get what I'm saying.
Speaking of that, there is a radio show that my patients listen to on the weekend.
Papa's Basement.
Correct.
In PapasBasement.com.
They actually have listened to that, and I'm not fired.
Okay, that's good.
And they are like 66, I don't know, 64 and 68 or something like that. And they listened, and they thought it was fun.
Nice.
But what I was going to say is they listened to this other one, and Paula Poundstone is frequently a guest on it. I think it's something with car something, but it seems like they actually do interviews.
Is it the NAMBLA show?
I don't know. That doesn't sound...
Look up her wiki. She did things to a kid, allegedly.
Oh, Paula Poundstone.
Yeah.
Oh, right. But when she's on the show, it seems kind of clever. So, I don't know. She's good on the radio, I think. I didn't really pay attention too much. I was working, but it seemed better. And my patients were like, oh, yeah, we like her when she's on. So, there you go. But was that a Paula Pounding thing that you were trying to make, that joke?
No, I was trying to convey that Paula Patton is very screwable.
Oh.
The only laughable thing about the movie is she doesn't look 30, and we're supposed to believe she's 30. And I mean, she's like at least part black and has not cracked and looks amazing.
Yeah.
She don't look no 30, though.
Oh, but what is she then?
She's like 38, 39 or something.
Oh, I gotcha.
You can tell she's not 30.
I got it. All right.
There's lots of scenes with her like shoving herself
into
Spanx and
crap
like that.
Oh, but do you know John Travolta in Grease? Do you know that he wasn't 17?
Whoa.
Yeah, it was.
What about the hair? that real back then? I want to believe.
Flawless. Who knows?
All right, let's get out of here then. This was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. The invisible one. Is Allison Frank. In papasbasement.com show website. Go there for all the YouTube clips we do, as well as the links to subscribe to the podcast on all the various syndicating agencies we use. iTunes, inpapasbasement.com/iTunes for that link. Give us a rating and subscribe. And same thing with Stitcher, inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher.
Sounds exciting.
Is it at Papa's Basement to tweet me and find me on Instagram?
Are we on SoundCloud?
For Allison, it's,
what about some SoundCloud?
I think you got to pay for that. It can blow me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe we'll make a Kickstarter for like 100 total for like 2 years of SoundCloud. Allison over here, it's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank. You can actually see her.
Yeah.
She's not a burn victim. I don't know why she's being so weird about this. But yeah, until the next one, we are
out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.